USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical depression Claudette has moved into the Carolinas after dropping heavy rains in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Forecasters say the storm has already strengthened a little and is expected to re-strengthen to tropical storm levels before it moves into the Atlantic. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for parts of North Carolina, including Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds. Tropical storm watches extend into South Carolina. Claudette is expected to move offshore by Monday night and head northeast, passing to the south of Nova Scotia by Tuesday night. And negotiations continue between lawmakers over a nearly $1 trillion proposed infrastructure package from a bipartisan group of senators. One member of that group, Senator Rob Portman, believes there is a desire for a bipartisan deal on infrastructure spending. The Ohio Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that he's already spoken with many colleagues who are ready to support it.
I think we're absolutely committed to it, and I think there's a number of others as well on both sides of the aisle.
This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
A man accused of murdering three people in Oregon has been arrested in Wisconsin. Jeremy Scott reports.
Owen Nicholson turned himself into police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, more than 2,000 miles away from where the crime spree in Coos County, Oregon occurred. Nicholson was wanted for the death of his father, whose body was found at an RV park in North Bend. He's suspected of hitting and killing a man in his 70s at the campground and critically injuring the victim's wife, and then shooting and killing a woman at a marijuana dispensary. Nicholson is believed to have abandoned his father's truck after crashing it in Oregon and making it over 2,000 miles to Wisconsin. He's facing several charges, including first-degree murder and second-degree attempted murder. He's expected in court in Milwaukee this week before returning to Oregon to face charges. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And after a preliminary investigation, authorities are calling a deadly crash at a Florida Pride Parade an accident. On Saturday evening, a truck about to join the Wilton Manors Parade quickly accelerated, hitting at least two people, killing one, and severely injuring another. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At his meeting last week with Vladimir Putin, President Biden said that he warned his counterpart that the U.S. would retaliate in kind against future cyber attacks. The president told reporters after the meeting that he told Putin there would be consequences unless the Kremlin clamped down on hackers, possibly beginning a cyber cold war. But Fiona Hill says the cyber war is already a hot one. The former senior director for European and Russian affairs on the National Security Council tells CBS's Face the Nation that the U.S. needs to try to get the Russian government to agree to exercise some restraint.
We've already seen all these ransomware attacks, which, you know, many of us suspect have been criminals for hire, or at least have not been reined in by Russia, which is, you know, tantamount also to certainly allowing attacks to take place on, you know, everything from pipelines to hospitals and other systems. And in terms of information war, I mean, we know that the Russians have been out using social media platforms, all kinds of propaganda. So we're already there. I mean, what we're trying to do is try to rail that back and try to get some kind of restraint here.
And the U.S. is sending additional vaccines to Taiwan as the island is in the middle of its biggest outbreak of the pandemic. Jeremy Scott reports.
Taiwan welcomed 2.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from the U.S. on Sunday, more than doubling the island's arsenal of shots. The Biden administration initially promised to donate 750,000 doses, but increased that number as the administration advances its pledge to send 80 million U.S.-made shots around the world. Only about 6% of Taiwan's 23.5 million people have received one dose of the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.